KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Bay Area, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now. First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know.
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Four, turn it up.
3, test, 2,
let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
TGIF. Yay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. It is September 11th, 9/11. Every single year, it's the same feeling, man. When I wake up in the morning on this day, and I imagine it is for everybody listening right now. I mean, 19 years ago today, tragedy hit our country, forever changing it and the world for that matter. But we're actually going to do something different today. We're going to try to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good, which we'll get into here around 6:20 this morning. We'll explain what we're doing. But Greg and I are going to do a good deed today. Isn't that right, Gregory?
Yes, absolutely. Even I will do a good deed, Benny. Mm-hmm. Something for someone else. Not for me, not for you, but for someone else, which we all should do that once in a while.
For sure. And we encourage you all to join us in doing so. But like I said, 6:20, we will get more into that. But good morning, everybody.
Can I get a day off for that?
No.
Can I get a day off for my good deed?
No. No, you cannot get a day off. Great. Unless you're going to go volunteer, maybe go clean up the beach or something.
Okay.
You can have a day off for that.
No beach in Philadelphia, but I'll go clean up the river. I went by it yesterday. It needed a little work.
Oh, how's everybody feeling, though? I know it is 9/11. It is always a hard day, but everybody feeling good? How was yesterday in Philly?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was great. We did a little walking tour, so I was over by the Liberty Bell yesterday. I went by Thomas Jefferson's house. And I went by Benjamin Franklin's house, which was kind of cool, just to check that out.
What do those look like? Did you take any photos? I would be very interested in seeing what those look like.
I took a photo of the statue of Benjamin Franklin. I did not. I'll take a picture. Thomas Jefferson's house just is right up the road. I'll take a picture. It just looks like a brownstone, though. I mean, that's why I didn't really take a picture with it. It looks like everything else looks
good. Around there.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same. Nothing has changed in 250 years. It all looks the same.
Well, enjoy the clear skies out there. We do not have those home in the Bay Area. I mean, this smoke, my throat, my nose, it is just, I'm coughing. It's terrible, terrible air quality.
I come home on Sunday and I don't even really want to come home. I kind of just want to stay and I'm not rubbing it in, but right now it is raining here and it's such a beautiful smell and feeling and...
Move that rain west, please. Move it our way.
I wish I could. I know. It's still tough. It is tough for people, especially if you've got kids. The kids want to be outside. They're not going to want to stay inside, but you really can't even get outside and do anything.
And if you are on the road right now, you probably already see the dense fog. But yes, bad air quality today, dense fog, windows up, take it slow on your way to work this morning. Producer Art, how you feeling over there, brother?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I can't tell what my cough is from, what kind of smoke it's from, but I got the cough, too.
Cronchitis? He's got that cronchitis?
All
right.
Well, you know.
That's actually probably not a good idea right now anyway. You should probably relax on that.
I don't. It's from the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen, there's a lot of icky out there, but we're going to bring you a lot of
sticky
icky. Yeah. There's a lot of ickiness out there, but we're going to bring you happiness today, right? We're gonna cheer everybody up, make sure everybody's happy.
We are indeed. And you know what else we're going to do for the second time ever, which we got such a great response when we did it a couple Fridays ago, is text the truth. So starting at 7 a.m. in the top of every hour, we're going to read your confessions. So it is really your time to just text whatever you want to get off your chest. You can remain anonymous or not, but we've got some great juicy ones last time we did this. So we're going to do that 7 o'clock. We will get into Text the Truth. Of course, we got the money for you. Big Money Minute. We are set to play in just a couple of minutes. If you've signed up at 997now.com, we could be ringing your phone in a matter of 3 minutes to play for $1,000. But being that it is 9/11, I think it's right that we start the show off with this morning. Empire State of Mind, Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, Speak Bay Mornings, and 99.7 Now. Welcome to the day, everybody. Greg and I were just singing at the top of our lungs. Doesn't that make you want to take a trip to New York, too?
Oh my God, I'm close. I could take the train.
Good morning, everybody. So, okay, Big Money Minute works like this. You sign up on our website, then we call you. But producer Art was blowing up our player. Her name is Nikita up in Santa Rosa. She was set to play at 6:10 a.m. She's not answering her phone. I'm assuming she's still asleep because, you know, you fill out a little, like, questionnaire, you know, when you sign up. And one of them is, you know, what do you do? What's your job? She is a bud tender at Cannabis Club.
Oh.
A bud tender.
Oh, now I got it, bud.
Art, why would you schedule a bud tender at 6:10 in the morning? You know she's not awake.
Yeah, you know that I was trying to get the hookup, though, so that's why I scheduled her in here. So
she could be awake and a bake.
Yeah.
Awake and bake.
So, yeah, those places don't open until like 11 a.m., though, right? They have the best hours in the world.
No, yeah, 11 to 4, yeah.
Yeah. Meaning we're going to look for caller 9 right now. So call us to play Big Money Minute. 10 questions in a minute. If you could do that, you'll win the money. $1,000. Call 888-456-9970. We'll play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
All right, and we're playing with Greg sitting on a couch in Philadelphia. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Big Money Minute.
Good morning. How are you, Benny? Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Before we get into Big Money Minute, for nothing for you, you win no money if you get all 10 correct. Producer Art, care to share what's happening and why we don't have a player after I just said call?
Yeah, phone lines are not working on the phone with engineering right now, trying to figure out what's going
on. Okay, so the player we wanted to play with is asleep, and we couldn't get a hold of her. And then now we asked for caller number 9, but our phone lines are not working.
Correct.
And we have like 20 phone lines in the studio. Like, not one of them, none of them work.
No, every phone line is down right now. There's something wrong.
Fires are burning throughout the
Yeah, maybe they burned down
Probably. Oh, my God.
Well, if they're not working by 7, you're going to give out your personal cell phone. They're going to call your cell for caller 9, and you're going to put it on speakerphone up to the microphone.
We did that before.
We'll find a way to do it through my cell phone. I'm not giving out my cell phone number on air.
Why?
I've done it before.
Trust me, Art. No one wants to call you.
No, trust. I get all sorts of pictures.
The Bears do.
Well, there you go.
I don't need my inbox flooded with those today. Thank you.
Okay, so,
So what are we going to do? You're going to ask me the
questions? I'm going to ask you the questions because I want to play still. Okay, let's do that. All right, good morning. Here we go. Welcome to Big Money Minute, Greg. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them all correctly in the minute, you win absolutely nothing. We go.
Ready, set, go.
What Disney movie is Simba from?
Lion King.
What month is Memorial Day in?
May.
Quarantine officially began in what month?
March.
Name one of the branches of government.
Executive.
Say So and Like That are songs we always play by what pop artist?
That girl you like, Doja Cat.
Spell colleague.
Colleague? I pass. I don't feel like spelling.
How many quarts in a gallon?
4.
Where in the Bay Area will you find the Winchester Mystery House?
San Jose.
True or false, Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day?
No, it's 16.
Where did the ukulele originate?
Hawaii.
Spell colleague.
I hate spelling. C-O-L-L-A-U-G-E?
No, no!
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on, let me Google it. I still have time.
Yeah, he does. Jeez, would you give him 3 minutes?
No,
I'm just fast.
This is a long timer. I mean, if only our pass girl the other day could have had a timer with the
C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
Timer. Sorry.
Well, I've admitted it before. I'm a terrible speller, so.
Well, you got 9 out of 10. C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
All right.
Good job. 9 out of 10, Gregory.
Thank you so much.
Are we taking a break here? Yes? Okay. Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Down,
I don't know what's happening over there in the studio this morning. Producer Art, he's, I don't know, indica, baby. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're coming back, and it is, of course, a day of tragedy. But what we are trying to do today, what we are going to do today, is turn this into a day of good. And we encourage you to do it with us. And we'll talk about it as soon as we get back. Hang on. Wow. Hello and good morning.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Yeah!
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Of course, it is one of those days. It's 9/11, 19 years ago today. I can't believe it's been 19 years already. Next year will be the 20th anniversary. Of course, talking about 9/11 and, you know, our country and the world is forever changed on that day. Before I get into what we're going to be doing today, because we're going to try to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good. Let me ask you, Greg, and I imagine you do, everybody does, where were you on 9/11?
I was in San Antonio. I lived in San Antonio at the time. And I was actually just waking up and just like a lot of people turned on the TV and saw what had happened. It was really horrific.
Yeah, I remember I was in class, sophomore year of high school, English class.
Oh, yeah, I was in class, too. Class. Yeah. I was in class.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
I was a junior in high school.
No, but I remember same thing. You know, and at that age, I mean, you get it, right? I mean, I was 15 or something. You get it, but you don't really get it at that point.
You don't get the impact of it, but you,
for
get,
sure.
you get it. But yeah.
And I remember same thing, you know, the teacher wheeled in that TV. Remember they used to have those TVs on the racks they would wheel. So wheeled it down the hallway, brought it in the classroom, and we watched the news coverage as well. Producer Art, where were you?
Yeah, I was a freshman, and I remember I was driving. No, I wasn't driving, but I was being driven to school and listening to that on the radio with like one of the local sports stations, and they were like crying on air, and it was really impactful as a kid, and then just you see it year after year,
right.
And it like triggers something inside you, because everybody has those moments of feeling like they don't know what's going on with the world right now.
Well, you knew that the world would never be the same after that happened.
Right.
That was what it really symbolizes to most of us. You knew the world was never going to be the same.
And so what we are doing today, and we encourage you to join us in doing so, trying to take a day of tragedy and turn it into a day of good. So on our Instagram page, we have a bunch of different good deed ideas that you could do. So at Big Bay Mornings on IG, you could choose one, you could choose many. But these are just ideas. So, I mean, if you have something else in your head that you think would be a good deed today, please do so. We'd also love for you to tag us so we can show you off to everybody as well when you do it. So at Big Bay Mornings, we are going to choose one of those 11, at least one, Greg and I, and do those today. And we'll post those up on Instagram as well. And you can also, you know, get to 911.org or justserve.org for even more good deeds and ways to volunteer. But we encourage you to join us this morning as we do that. Your 630 Dirty is on the way, and San Francisco announces some big reopenings. Plus, why the pandemic probably made you lower your dating standards. Greg, have you lowered yours since the pandemic?
They couldn't get much lower.
We'll talk about it next in the 630 Dirty. Good morning.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The Bay Area's record string of consecutive Spare the Air days shows no signs of ending. Today marks the 25th day in a row and counting. I will tell you that my throat is on fire, Greg.
Yeah, I heard you. Like, listen, you're coughing. I mean, things are terrible there.
We can expect more of the same today in terms of the smoke. There's also dense fog this morning, so windows up and take it slow.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I'm ever coming down.
Word broke yesterday that San Francisco will allow gyms, barbershops, nail salons, and massage parlors to reopen indoors starting this Monday. And some San Francisco schools could be next for K through 6th graders. They could be back for in-classroom learning beginning September 21st. Starbucks says that they're switching over to strawless lids for most of their drinks by the end of the month. Starbucks says the move is another step in their journey to reduce their environmental footprint.
Well, they already did that in San Francisco, so where are they not doing this?
Everywhere else.
Everywhere else that does not live their life like we do here in the Bay.
We are in a bubble, are we not?
And people are lowering their dating standards due to the pandemic.
Oh, I know, I know.
So 2 out of 3 single people on dating apps say that they've lowered their standards because of the pandemic. And the main reasons being that they haven't liked being alone while they've been quarantining, and that they're getting more worried about finding a relationship. So they're just, they'll take whatever they can get.
This is why we're getting more Ghostbuster emails than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Sassy Sports.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs began their title defense with the opening of the NFL season last night, beating the Houston Texans 34-20. It was an emotional first game as the players, along with Alicia Keys, kicked off the season, locking arms in unity.
I think we got so busy, so used to flying so fast.
that we forgot. We forgot to look at each other. We forgot to stay with each other. Listen to each other.
I love her.
We forgot that my love looks better on you. So tonight, let's make sure we take the time to remember. All I ever wanted was a dollar and a chance.
It was a cool moment last night. It was really a cool kickoff to the NFL season. Only 17,000 fans were on hand at Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium to watch. Now, that stadium holds nearly 70,000 fans. They were spread out. Somehow, these wonderful fans also found a way to boo the moment of silence to support racial equality in our country.
I know.
I was so mad. I literally wanted to throw something at the television.
My daughter looked over at me. She's like, did they just boo that? And I'm like, yeah, that's what it sounded like. That was ridiculous.
I mean, kick out the fans and keep the players. It was ridiculous. They're showing a really emotional moment, a great moment, black and white players connecting arms, and people are booing.
Wow.
Overall, the good outweighed the bad last night. It was awesome to see football back. It was weird, though, to see, like, players and coaches wearing masks during the coin flip. And then, like, some of the coaches were wearing those shields, you know, those plastic shields. Yeah.
You just see all kinds of spit in the inside of it. Yes. And it's all fogged up. Yes.
That's what I kept saying. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so foggy. How's he even seeing the plays? And he's trying to call. But you know what? Football is back. And we say goodbye to the Panda, longtime San Francisco Giant, Pablo Sandoval. He was released by the team yesterday, but it really was a love fest on social media with the Panda saying that his heart will forever be in San Francisco. But, I mean, we got to say goodbye, Panda. We do love you, and we'll always love you. That's all we got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Monday is the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, and we now know what Carol Baskin's first song she will dance to will be. Hit it, Sal!
Oh, yeah!
Hey! I mean, this is perfect for her. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. How are you going to dance to that song, though? That's my question. How's she going to do that?
Oh, you can ballroom dance to that. There's enough beat. But I'm telling you, she's going to... Plus, come on. She can't move. She's not going to move me. She ain't going that fast.
Speaking of Tiger King, it was actually just announced, too, that Amazon landed the rights to the scripted Tiger King series. This will be the one starring Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic.
Didn't we just call him washed up yesterday?
Yeah. We sure did. Well, maybe this will put him back in the spotlight. No word on when that series will be out. Megan Thee Stallion and her lawyers are concerned that no one has been arrested yet for shooting her. Her lawyer said, this case is open and shut, and I'm very concerned that we're still lingering here.
Me too. Like, this guy's pretty much admitted that he shot her, so why hasn't he been arrested?
Yeah, so far, rapper Tory Lanez has only been charged with gun possession, but they are waiting for him to get charged for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot.
And am I wrong, but wasn't she, like, outside the car after she got shot naked?
She was. Completely
well,
naked.
Why was she naked?
Well,
does anybody know?
I have an idea. And there were two women in the car and him, and I believe the other one was naked as well, right? Or she got dressed maybe before she jumped out.
Okay, never mind.
Thank you. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Are you ready to start the show?
Big Bay Mornings with Benny and Greg.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Yes, it is a sad day. 9/11, 19 years ago today, tragedy hit our country. Forever changing it and the world. We are going to get into Text the Truth here in a moment. But before we do that, we want to encourage you all to join Greg and I in what we're doing today. Where we're trying to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good by giving back. And we encourage you all to join us. So we're doing at least one good deed today. We have a bunch of good deed ideas for you on our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. If you want to, look at something that may stand out to you for you to do, or maybe you already know something that you want to do today, but we'd love for you to do one with us. And then tag us. If you do it, take a photo and tag us so we can show you off to everybody. So again, at Big Bay Mornings is where you can get the list of good deed ideas. Oh, All right, shall we jump into Text the Truth, Greg?
It's my new, my favorite new segment to the show. This is almost as good as Would You Rather. I mean, it's so cringeworthy and wonderful. I love it.
It is your opportunity to confess to something, whatever that may be. You can remain anonymous, of course, but text the truth to 888-456-9970. Let's start with a text from the 415. My wife thinks she converted me to vegetarianism, but what she does not know is that I eat meat all the time behind her back. In fact, I have a couple of close friends from college, and we do boys' night once a month or so where we always go to a steakhouse, and I just load up on meat. Not to mention my In-N-Out drive-thru runs every once in a while.
Oh, Lord. He's, like, eating more meat than, like...
Yeah, he said one time we went to House of Prime Rib in the city, and I was so scared when I got home that she was going to smell the meat sweats coming out of my body that I took a shower before I got in bed.
Wow. God, that's a lot of... That's a lot of meat he's loading up on there for a vegetarian.
The meat sweats are a real thing, though, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. I've done that before. Ruth's Chris, you're just like, oh, my God, I can smell a cow coming out of my body right now. But listen, you know what? I support this because he's keeping his wife happy at home, right? Yeah. Right. But then he's making himself happy. Uh-huh. It's not hurting anybody. I mean, other than the cows.
Yeah, it's not hurting their relationship. All is well. How about this one from the 925? My family has been keeping a secret from my uncle. So my family's been keeping a secret from my uncle. He accidentally ran over my dad's cat, and we've been keeping it from him for years. It would break his heart if he ever found out. Yeah, that's, I don't know. You better deny it till you die now. I mean, you got to keep that a secret or freak it out. Nope, we didn't.
You know what? I'm pretty sure this happened to me, and I've questioned my mom multiple times. There were a couple of our childhood animals that disappeared, either got stolen from the backyard or ran away. And I still question my mom to this day, and she denies it. I'm like, that dog died. I know it died. Just admit it. Just tell me the truth. What happened to Snowball? And then he will not tell me. Snowball. And I know Snowball. He's like a little husky kind of dog. And I was like, I know somebody did not jump over our fence, grab the dog, jump back over the fence with the dog. You're lying. She still says something happened to that dog. And I still can't get the truth out of her.
Well, keep the truths coming to 888-456-9970. We'll read some more again at 8 o'clock because we're about to jump into the Big Money Minute. Sign up. 997now.com. Takes a few seconds. You could win $1,000 if you answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. And we will be ringing somebody's phone in the next 3 minutes. Stand by.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're back in business. Trina in the city is playing with us this morning. Happy Friday, Trina.
Happy Friday, everybody.
What's going on, girl?
I'm trying to win some money.
Yeah,
we like to hear money. That. You got any good? You got any big plans for the weekend that you could spend this money on?
Yeah, I got one of my club members' birthday. Happy birthday, Ronnie! She got a birthday party going on this weekend in Modesto.
All right, a safe party, right? A safe party.
Safe party. Yes.
There it is, Trina.
Social distancing. Yes.
You got that. Well, happy birthday to Ronnie, and let's see if we can slide you $1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you will win the money, Trina. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Which 90s show did Will Smith star in?
Pass.
Who is the author of the book Green Eggs and Ham?
what?
All right. What is 22 times 3?
22 times 3 is 66.
Spell plagiarize.
Plagiarize. PLAGERIZE.
Where did Ghirardelli chocolate originate?
San Francisco.
What girl band was Beyonce in?
Oh my god! I'm having a brain freeze. What? Pass.
True or false? Sharks are mammals.
False. true.
What is the name of the princess in The Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, shoot,
pass. Ooh. Well, that's the timer, Trina.
Trina.
I know you know some of these. You're going to be...
Trina. Destiny's Child. Yes. You did...
And you know you're going to hate this because I was never a Beyonce fan. But I was a Destiny's Child fan.
Uh-huh. So you liked Michelle and Kelly, but you didn't like Beyonce?
Yes.
What was the very first one with Wyclef? It was like, no.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. That was Wyclef. Wyclef, remember? No, I think it was.
Let's go through these. Of course you know that Will Smith starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Just couldn't think of it. Green Eggs and Ham, that was Dr. Seuss. You are good at math, though. 22 times 3 is 66. Plagiarize. Plagiarize. Ghirardelli chocolate that originated in San Francisco. Beyonce. Destiny's Child. False. Sharks are not mammals. They are fish. Yeah. And Aurora was the princess from Sleeping Beauty.
All right, Trina.
And you know what? I knew them. I knew all those characters.
Well, listen, I get it.
Thank you, though.
It's hard
thank
when you're
you.
On the spot. Have a great weekend. Enjoy
you
that
too.
Birthday
thank
party.
You.
All right, bye, Trina.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of the Will Smith, and I hear the theme song in the background, you know they just filmed the reunion yesterday? They finished taping the reunion? Oh, yeah, baby. It's coming.
I'm just going to say this.
What?
As much as Art is in love with every other man in the world, you are in love with Will Smith. You are in love with him.
We get a daily Will Smith update from
Yes,
you.
We do. Off the air. Like, he talks about him incessantly.
Will Smith and Justin Timberlake, those would be my two
you
man
never
crushes.
Even bring up Justin Timberlake. You are in love with Will Smith.
Because JT ain't doing anything right now. I mean, once he starts doing some stuff, I'll be talking about him.
He racked in all his money. Now then he kind of cheated on his wife a little bit. And then so he's spending time with her and making up for what he did.
All right, we're taking a quick pause.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
Let's jump into your Friday morning sound check. So, we all heard the news earlier this week that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end. But a lot of people forget that Ryan Seacrest, you know, was the producer of that show and kind of created that thing. And he reminisced the other day on his show Live with Kelly about how he became friends with Kris Jenner and how the show got started.
So it was about 14 and a half years ago. I, as a producer at the time, was looking for my first series to produce. We met, and I remember they were going to do a barbecue at their house. And she said, why don't you send a camera up and shoot this barbecue?
Yes.
I said, great, we'll do that. We don't own a camera. So
we had to go get a camera from Best Buy.
You know, there was yelling, there was laughter, there were hugs. It was all of the ingredients to make a great show. So he came back and he said, this is incredible. And we made a 7-minute tape out of it.
Yeah.
And we put the show on the air weeks later. So thank you to the Kardashians who have changed entertainment forever, I think.
What a trip.
Yeah, for the worst. I mean, for horribleness. No.
I mean, sure, I'm not a fan. I know you're not a fan, but you can't take away from what it was. It was huge. And that's just so funny, too. He didn't even have a camera. He's got to go buy a camera from Best Buy and just starts filming it, and look what it turned into.
It was absolutely successful, but it doesn't make it good. I mean, it's vapid and horrible, and those people make the Real Housewives seem like they have substance.
Well, I was going to say, you like Real Housewives, that's successful, and that's horrible.
You know what I realized, Benny, though? I watch these shows, The Real Housewives. I don't like any of them. I watch it because I hate them. I realized that the other day. I hate every single one of them. Those, especially the Beverly Hills ones, they all are horrible people. I mean, they're horrible.
And that's what keeps you coming back.
But then I can't stop watching because they're just a horrible bunch of people.
How about some new music? So to mark yesterday's World Suicide Prevention Day, Demi Lovato teamed up with Marshmello for a new song called OK, Not To Be OK.
Don't get lost in the moment or give up when you're closest. All you need is somebody to say it's okay not to feel okay.
Yeah.
It's okay not to feel okay. When you're down and you feel ashamed.
I love it. We were just talking talking about that yesterday on the show. It is okay not to be okay, but please, 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 I'm begging you to talk to somebody if you are feeling that way. A friend, a parent, significant other, therapist, whomever. You need to talk about it. And on the flip side of that is if there's somebody in your life that you think may not be doing okay, pick up the phone, give them a call, check on them, please. Dr. Phil posted a TikTok asking his commenters to stop calling him daddy in his posts. Listen to this.
You have to stop commenting daddy on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. It's a little weird, but I do appreciate the support.
He has like 40,000 daddy comments on his posts.
I wonder who they're from, because that's a big thing in the gay community. So I wonder if it's mostly gay guys calling him daddy, because that's a big thing. Like, hey, daddy, what's up, daddy?
It's all over the place. It's guys, it's, girls, everybody. I'm looking at the comments
right
now.
So it's you did it?
Yeah,
did
I mean, I was responsible for like, you know, maybe 15 of them. But if you look through this, there's just like, what up, Daddy Phil? Daddy Phil is daddy. Yes, Daddy Phil. What you doing, Daddy Phil? It's 40,000 comments of just people calling him daddy.
Dr. Phil is gross. He's calling him daddy.
He is. He's not hot. Like, he's the opposite. Whatever the most opposite of hot is, that's what he is.
Gen Z loves him, I guess.
He's
I don't know.
Very cold. He's not hot. He's freezing.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
Well, hello there.
Oh, it's Big Buck.
Big Buck.
Well, I can't understand you.
That's because you don't have your hearing aids on.
Turn it up.
Well, now, I've got one of them that works.
Happy birthday, Dad.
But I need the other one.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that your son also needs hearing aids? Did you hear that news?
Well, if VA would hurry up and approve that disability, we'll...
Are we on mute?
Every year.
Well, what are you doing for your birthday, Dad?
Well, is how close are the fires to you?
It is a one-way conversation right now. This is crazy.
Well, they were showing pictures of San Francisco and said it, in the daytime, it looked like nighttime out there.
Mm-hmm. It sure did. At like 9 a.m. on Wednesday, it looked like it was 6 in the morning, and it was just orange, scary skies all day.
Let me try this again. What are you doing for your birthday, Dad?
Ain't doing anything until this evening. We got to meet Amber and Kenny over at Decatur, the Mexican place, at 5 o'clock.
Well, did you get any good presents?
Just the one in the card.
Wow, I sent my dad a check. That's always the best present. Yeah. Did you cash that yet? I'm a little low on funds until payday. Don't cash it.
It's still laying here on the bed.
Yeah, wait till next Friday to cash that.
Well, yesterday was payday. I got my Social Security check yesterday.
You're having a great birthday week then. Where's the old lady? Can we talk to her?
Well, she's in there on the couch, or was.
Can we talk to her?
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello.
I guess I'm chopped liver now.
Oh, yeah. Dad's replaced you for sure.
Yeah, Ginger, you missed a hell of a conversation right now.
Was it good?
Mom, Benny realizes what it's like to talk to Dad now. You ask him something, and he answers a completely different question than you asked.
You are exactly right.
Well, how are you, Ginger? How is your world?
My world is great.
It's great because aren't you excited? You're about to get a Cowboy game this weekend, Mom?
Yes, and... We went to eat yesterday. Somebody bought her lunch. Somebody's buying her lunch today. Somebody's buying her lunch tomorrow.
This is a really good thing when you have a birthday.
Anybody interested, I'm free for Sunday.
Well, no, you're not free Sunday, Mom.
Oh, that's Sunday night, Gregory.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys play Sunday night. Well, we want to get your... We've all made our predictions who's making it to the Super Bowl. Who do you think's making it this year?
The obvious, Dallas and... Kansas City.
Oh, okay. A lot of Kansas City predictions. I picked the Cowboys.
Might be San Francisco.
Over Dallas?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, well, thank you. It can be Dallas and San Francisco. They could make it to the NFC Championship game. Benny put the Buccaneers in there. He likes Tom Brady.
I threw him in there.
That's good, Benny. I don't think you did wrong. Good pick.
See? I do know a little something.
That's right, you do.
Were they good last season?
They were about 8-8, something like that, average.
But they didn't have Tom Brady. They had Tom Brady and...
The partier.
Gronk. Grown now.
Well, speaking of partiers, Benny, don't you have a question? My mom is probably in mourning.
Yeah, so Ginger, I know you're a big, big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. It's coming to an end. What will you do? How do you feel?
Oh, I've got an appointment with Dr. Phil.
Well, you need to do. It's all over after what? I think it was 14 years, right?
Don't think they'll be out of the limelight. They don't need that to be in the limelight.
No, for sure not. Enjoy your football weekend.
Yes, yes, yes. I will. Y'all have a great weekend and hope the fires get out. We'll be praying for everybody there.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
All right, Ginger. We'll talk soon.
Love you. Bye. Let's
get this thing started off right.
Please welcome Big Bay Morning.
We are about to jump into Text the Truth. But before we do so, of course, today is 9/11. 19 years ago today, tragedy hit our country, forever changing it and the world. But today, we're trying to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good by giving back. And we want to encourage all of you to join us in doing so. We posted a list of different good deeds to give you some ideas on our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. So you can head over there, check it out. And again, we'd love for you to join us in picking one of these, at least one, and doing that today. And then, you know, post your photo and tag us so we can show you off to everybody. We would love that.
And you know, the smallest thing really can help somebody. Mm-hmm. In fact, can I show you what they're doing at the Starbucks that I go to in Philadelphia now?
What's that?
Every day, they put a little sticker, and they're different every day. They're different every day. Today is a minion, but on your drink or food, they put, like, a little sticker. And I swear, it makes me smile every day when I go in there. Some days, it's, like, an action figure. Some days, it's just whatever. But I love it. It's, like, a cute little minion.
That is cool. I want to share this text that came in from Shane. He says, "Good morning, Big Bay Mornings. Today is actually my birthday, and I've been doing a good deed for 19 years now. 19 years ago, my mom and I went to church to pray for the families of the passengers, when all of a sudden a lady started having a heart attack a few rows down. Luckily, my mom is a nurse and catered to the woman, and I ran outside to try to get help, and a miracle happened. An ambulance just happened to be passing by. I flagged them down. They were able to assist the lady. She was okay. Ever since then, though, I've been doing a good deed every single year on my birthday on 9/11.
Wow, that is an amazing story, Shane.
It is indeed. And happy birthday, Shane, and thank you for the beautiful text. And we are glad to be a part of it this year and try to bring everybody together. All right, let's get in to Text the Truth. It is your opportunity to confess to something that's been weighing on you. You can remain anonymous, but text us to 888-456-9970. 408 says, "I have always been an overly sensitive person, to the point that the smallest things make me cry. I am so sensitive that I make my husband catch and release spiders from our home. But one time, after we moved in together, he killed a spider right in front of me. I was so upset that I went into the bathroom and I cried because I felt like I contributed to the death of another living creature. He still doesn't know this."
Okay, that is sensitive. And I also am one that I don't like to kill spiders. I do like to catch and release them. But sometimes they do have to go. They have to die. There are occasions I don't think I would cry over it.
But if it's a black widow, you're not going to pick that up, are you? It's going down. Sorry.
Listen, there are just sometimes I always try to be nice to spiders. But then sometimes when I walk into there.
No, nice. I do. They're good.
Spidey. Spiders are good. They are good bugs. But listen, so when I walk out of my house and right into a web, then I get so mad and I get caught up in it, then I'm like, oh, I got
isn't that the worst?
Die.
And you feel like you can never get it off of you. Like, it's, you know, my hair and my ears. Oh, I can't stand it.
I agree.
This is scandalous. 415 just texted in. "I hooked up with my coworker, who I later found out lived with his baby mama and two kids. I found out at our company Christmas party when I had to sit next to her.
Ooh.
She ended up being very nice, and I felt a little bad, especially when I continued to hook up with him after that."
Okay, that's scandalous. Like, the first time wasn't your fault because you didn't know, but after that.
But she says it's all over now. We don't work together anymore.
Okay, but do you still hook up? Yeah, you don't feel bad because you don't work together anymore, but do you still hook up is the question.
Art, did you say you had one more here?
I have two very good ones.
Read them, because I don't have the text.
Okay, I'm not going to put the person's name and where they're from, because they wrote that in there, but they said that I am about to marry somebody that I don't love.
Oh.
I'm 23 and he is 22, and then they sign their name and location.
Why? Then don't do it.
For sure, don't do it. And I know that's not going to be easy, but you need to walk away. Mm. Do not get into that if you are not in love and you're not ready to do that.
Especially
please.
So young like that.
I mean, unless they're really good at bed.
Well, okay, thanks, I Greg. Do.
Shut up.
I do give the option of saying their name. So does this person want us to say their name?
No, I don't want to.
They may have put that because they wanted to, but I
reach back out to them. Okay,
but if they want us to be the ones to deliver that news, I will.
Yeah, we should do that.
Get the bleep button.
It's a reverse love trap kind of. There's also another one here from the 510. This guy says, shh, but a few years ago, I told my wife I was going to a conference in Texas, but I went to Coachella by myself.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, that's not cheating, and that's fine. I mean, that I get. I mean, it's like, look, sometimes you want to be alone. Like Coachella, or maybe, like, what's the other one, Burning Man, you want to do, like, your own thing? Yeah. I get that. Okay, you know what? I support that.
Big Money Minute. We've got $1,000 for you. All you got to do is sign up at 997now.com. Then we could ring your phone. You answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. You instantly win $1,000. And we are calling somebody in the next 3 minutes. Be here.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Kristen in San Francisco. Good morning, Kristen.
Oh, good morning.
How you doing, girl? Any good plans this weekend?
Oh, working. Well, if the air quality is okay.
Yeah.
Well, you won't be working then.
Yeah, I don't think it will be. It's going to be another smoky one today. But Kristen, we have $1,000 for you if you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Which Disney princess was a mermaid?
Ariel.
Thank You Next and Dangerous Woman. They are songs by which pop artist?
Pass.
How many continents are there?
7.
Spell Perceive.
P-E-R-C-I-E-V-E.
Tweety Bird is from what cartoon?
Looney Tunes.
If you have 3 pies and you eat 2 halves, how many pies do you have?
2.
Tia and Tamara Mowry starred in what 90s show?
Sister, Sister.
What state is Mount Rushmore in?
Missouri.
If you list these states in alphabetical order, what is the first state?
Alabama.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci. No, yeah.
Yeah, Thank You Next and Dangerous Woman are songs from?
Three,
Thank You Next.
Two.
Thank
one.
You Next. She's my favorite Sorry. Artist of all time. I love her so much. She's so interesting in person.
Okay, let's go through them. See how you did, Kristen.
Okay.
You did pretty well. You got 7 of the 10. So, yes, Ariel is a mermaid. And it's Ariana Grande who sings Thank You Next and Dangerous Woman. There are 7 continents. Perceive is actually P-E-R-C-E-I-V-E. Tweety Bird is from Looney Tunes. If you eat 2 halves of 3 pies, you would have 2 pies left. Sister, Sister was the correct answer of question 7. Mount Rushmore is in South Dakota, not Missouri. If you list the states in alphabetical order, Alabama is the first, and it is Da Vinci that painted the Mona Lisa.
All right, Kristen. Well, have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for listening, and stay safe, okay?
Okay, same to you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. So now we move on to Secret Sound. It is the warm-up week. On Monday, we are back with the $5,000 Secret Sound. But today, very easy sound for an easy $100. However, our phone lines are down, all of them. Well, we got like 20 of them in the studio. They're all down. We can dial out, which is how we just talked to Kristen, because we call her because she signed up on the website for Big Money Minute. But we cannot receive incoming calls. So how do you want to do this, Producer Art?
I'm biting the bullet here, and I'm going to give out my personal phone number, and you can call me and be caller 9.
Are you crazy?
On my personal line. I don't know what else to do right now.
So. Do you know how many calls from the Russian River from bears you're going to get?
I can name about 5 that constantly slide in your DMs. They are going to be so happy if you give out your personal cell number.
I mean, if I have to change my number, I have to do it, but we got to, you know, play this contest.
You sure you want to give out your personal number?
I'm a little nervous, but yes, let's do it.
It's funny because we joke off the air that Art gets way more DMs from guys than I do. Like, I would, you know, be the one you would want to hit up, but no, Art gets them all.
You know, this could actually make for some great content, though. If you get some awesome voicemails over the weekend, we're going to play these on Monday on the air.
So feel free to leave a voicemail. I'm not going to be answering all of these calls after we play Secret Sound, but leave a voicemail.
Aren't you going to stay with your girlfriend tonight for the weekend? She's going to be so annoyed. You're going to have so many calls coming through.
Put it on silent.
All right.
And, people don't really care about me anyway. I don't think they're going to be calling that much.
Well, there's a demographic that does.
I know. The bosses say people don't care about you, but I beg to differ. There are a lot. There is a group of people who do care about you.
Oh, the bosses say?
Yeah, we're not supposed to say that to Art, but we just did.
Those are private meetings.
So, Art, you want me to give it out now or on the flip side of commercials?
Well, we got to do the solicit on the flip side of commercials, so after that.
Okay.
But I don't think we have commercials here, so we're going to do it after the song.
Okay, awesome. He's producing the hell out of this show this morning. Let's go.
If you want Art's cell phone number, it is coming up after this song, so stay tuned.
It starts with 925. 925. Give you the final 4 digits in a few minutes. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
So it is Secret Sound warm-up week. A very easy sound for a quick $100 right now for caller 9. However, our studio phone lines are down. So our producer, Art, has so kindly volunteered to give out his personal cell phone. So the 9th caller to blow up Art's phone right now is going to have a chance to win $100. Here is the phone number. And feel free to phone Rage, text, send pictures, leave voicemails, do it all.
You know what kind of pictures we're talking about, too.
The phone number is 925. It's already done. Sorry, buddy. 925.
We asked a multitude of times. You sure you want to do this? There is another way to do it. We could do it with the texting hotline, and Art insisted this is what he wanted.
Is it ringing yet? All right, caller 9. Keep calling. So you're going to pick up 9 calls?
I'm going to pick up 9 calls. All 925.
Right. It's because of the delay. They're just hearing it now. All right, 925. Call now. We're playing Secret Sound on 99.7 now. Oh, this is going to be great.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
And Elizabeth is the 9th caller that called producer Art's personal cell phone at 925-864-0333. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Do you think Art is crazy for insisting we give out his number?
I already locked it into my phone.
Oh, good job. Anytime you have a question about the show, why the stream is down, why there's a problem, you know, why even call him and ask him why St. John did something later in the day you don't understand. Go ahead. Ask any question.
Art, did you say your voicemail is already full?
It already gave me a notification. It's 100% full. I can't use my phone right now because the calls won't stop.
Well, at least it proves that we do have listeners.
Yes, it does.
All right, Elizabeth. Well, here we go. A very easy sound for a quick $100 for you. And let's all hear the sound together for the first time. Here it is. Okay. I don't know. Could go either way.
Well, I mean, this sound and the clue don't go together, really, but okay. And the answer will be, okay, think police cars and paramedics. That's your clue.
Oh, gosh.
Correct. But just say the clue based on the clue.
I'm stuck. I'm so too. Embarrassed.
I know you shouldn't be. Our promotions department should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Or somebody played the wrong sound.
This is a very easy sound and an easy clue.
Okay, you know what?
We should take 2 answers here.
Elizabeth, say what you think it is.
I think it's a
foghorn.
It's absolutely a foghorn. Although on here, they say that's a siren, which it absolutely is not. So if you can't get the warm-up week right, I don't know what we're going to do next week, but congratulations, Elizabeth. Good job.
$100.
Yay.
Have a fantastic weekend, Elizabeth. Thank you for listening. Thank you for blowing up our cell. We love you. Hang on, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thanks, guys.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Wake up!
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Although I know it is a tough day today. Of course, 19 years ago, tragedy hit our country, forever changing it and the world. But today, we're trying to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good by giving back, and we encourage all of you listening to join us. So what we're doing is we are challenging ourselves to do at least one good deed today. And if you're looking for maybe some ideas for a good deed, you can go to our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. We put, I think, like 11 of them up there, just different things that you could do today. And we'd love for you to do one of them and then post a picture and tag us so we could show you off to everybody. And Greg and I will be doing that after the show, and producer Art. We're going to be doing that today. So it'll be a good thing. I want to read a text that we got a few minutes ago from Caitlin. She wrote in, she said, thank you guys for talking about 9/11. I'm a transplant from New York, and I feel like people here in Cali don't feel the magnitude of the day as much as New Yorkers do. I'm also a teacher, and last year my school didn't even acknowledge it or say anything about it on 9/11. Thank you for the text, Caitlin, and absolutely, we have to talk about it. You know, and we have to educate our children on it. And I hope as a teacher you did. You know, it's not an easy subject, but a necessary one. I mean, it changed everything forever.
Yeah, I mean, it really changed everybody's life, everybody's outlook. And I mean, it was just such a horrific day. But you know what? There is hope. And I hope, you know, it kind of rings true to today. We are so divided as a country right now. But if you remember, after 9/11, everyone came together. Every person. It didn't matter political, race, whatever. There was such unity in this country for, you know, so many months and, you know, maybe a year afterward. And that, you know, gives me hope. It, you know, hopefully we can do that again, bring everybody together.
For sure. You know, and I was a teenager at the time when it happened. And I do remember that. Everybody waving the American flag and everybody just looking out for one another and just being kind. And, yeah, we truly came together as a nation. Yeah, it's a tough day. For sure. It is absolutely a tough day. But thank you for waking up and being here with us. We are going to get into Text the Truth in about 8 minutes from now. And, of course, it is your time to confess to anything you would like. It could be fun. It could be serious. Whatever. Just text 888-456-9970. You can remain anonymous. But we'll get into it. We'll read some of your confessions in Text the Truth in just a few minutes on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
The best morning show.
Go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Text the Truth. Your opportunity to confess to something that's been weighing on you. Of course, you can remain anonymous, but go ahead and text your truths right now to 888-456-9970. Let's start in the 510. They texted in saying, I kind of feel bad for this, but I convinced my parents to write my brother out of their will. We have
kinda
never
feel bad.
Yeah.
What mean?
We've never gotten along, and he stopped visiting my parents a long time ago. So it was real easy to convince them to write him out of the will.
Oh my God, that's funny. Well, I guess you get everything now. It's kind of brilliant, mean and brilliant.
I would be so upset if my sister convinced my mom to write me out of her will.
Well, don't do anything to get written out.
I was actually chatting with your sister the other day, texting. Yeah,
what?
See, we're writing you out of the will, Benny. We eliminated the middleman. Me and Nikki, we just went straight to each other.
Yeah, is she going to take my place here as a host next or what?
Yeah, well, you never know. You don't know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, what were you talking about? Now I'm curious. You were talking to my sister?
Uh-oh. We actually have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend sent me a text saying she didn't know that Nikki was your sister and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, my God, you're friends with my friend. It's really not that exciting.
Oh, okay.
Hated it. Yeah. Get back to text the truth. They're more interesting.
925. Oh, I don't know if I should share this, but I'm going to. 925 says that they have stolen multiple packages off their neighbor's doorstep.
Okay, that's horrible. You should feel horrible about that.
They should definitely. 925. But they said that their neighbors... They said the neighbors are complete jerks and deserve it. But they never order anything good. The best thing that I got was some replacement cups for a Nutribullet.
I'm not even going to laugh at this. I'm not.
Although, I'm actually in need of some of those replacement cups and a blade for my Nutribullet right now. Maybe not they stole... Wait, what?
Huh? Not only is it a bad thing to do, but it also annoys me because that's all anybody ever posts on Nextdoor in my neighborhood. That's the only thing that happens in my neighborhood is people stealing packages, and they post nonstop about it.
415 says, about 10 years ago, I hooked up with my college professor. He was married and had a son who was older than me.
Oh, my God.
This is real?
That's a real text that came through. You know, I think that's a fantasy of a lot of college students. Both men and women.
Listen, the fantasy is fine, but not if the person's married with kids.
Well, they can have kids. It's just not married.
Correct.
Okay, there it is. Well, you can keep them coming to 888-456-9970. We'll take a quick pause, and we're coming right back on Big Bay Mornings.
When you wake up, Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. It is Big Bay Mornings. We are getting ready to get out of here for the weekend. But let's read some texts that have come through throughout the morning. We'll start with 650. Oh, they were texting regarding Text the Truth, which we've been doing on Fridays. Kind of like a confession. 650 said, a couple years ago, I went to Disneyland with my ex-husband and mom. I told my boyfriend I was just going with my mom. We love Disneyland. My ex-husband and I, my boyfriend does not. Nothing happened, just pure Disney enjoyment. That's still, you're in a gray area there for sure.
They're going to be mad if they find out. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong in that way, but you still lied to your, yeah, that's going to get you.
408 texted in, I'm very sorry, guys. I just found out that my son won't stop texting Art's phone after you gave his phone number out on the air this morning. So a little backstory, if you missed it, our phone lines are down in the studio, so we had to play Secret Sound. So we just said, you know what? The ninth caller to call producer Art's cell phone will get to play Secret Sound. And so Elizabeth was the ninth caller. She won. But now your phone has been blowing up nonstop, right?
Yes. My voicemail box is 100% full. I got the notification for that. And yeah, I think the son who's texting me photos or whatever, he sent me 3 pictures of their dog. And then said, R.I.P., dude. Aww. Sorry about your phone.
Let me see the dog.
Yeah, is it a cute dog? What kind of dog is it?
It's like a golden retriever.
Aww. Okay. Aww.
And then this is a powerful text. It says, from the 707, I just want to tell you guys that you saved me from a crazy suicidal depression at the beginning of this quarantine. Turning you guys on every single morning really changed things for me. Thank you from the bottom. It's going to be hard to make it through. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for that text. You know,
wow, that is powerful.
Here we are in the middle of National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Yesterday was World Suicide Prevention Day. And, you know, the whole idea behind those is to raise awareness that suicide can be prevented. And I know now more than ever, with the pandemic and everybody stuck at home and just, you know, life upside down as we know it, there are many of us dealing with mental health issues. And we always say on this show that it's okay to not be okay. And in fact, Demi Lovato actually released a song last night titled that. But silence is not the answer, and nobody should be silent. So please, if you are dealing with something, reach out to someone. I'm begging you.
whoever that may be.
And checking on your friends. I had no idea. I texted one of my friends I hadn't heard from in a while. And I was like, well, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you. And she was like, listen, I was fine. I was making it through COVID. I'm stuck in the house, you know, working from home. But then when the fire started and the smoke came and she's just like, I'm in a bad place right now, blah, 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 blah. I had no idea. I just reached out to say hello. So I was like, okay, I need to check in on her more often. I need to be a better friend to this person because everybody's going through it. And I think that's why I left for a week to get, I mean, the smoke and all that stuff, it just added another layer of heaviness onto everybody's lives. So check in on your friends and your family.
For sure. And, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in your own stuff. And, you know, life is hectic and you forget. But, yes, pick up the phone, send a text, check in on your loved ones. And I think for you, Greg, I think that's great that you did go see your friend in Philadelphia, which is where you are right now. And I mean, you do live alone and you've been stuck at home essentially since March. I mean, that's the, do you know to the day 6 months ago today, the World Health Organization declared the pandemic? It was 6 months to the day.
I did not know that. No. But I mean, it was, speaking from her, but for me too, it was the smoke was the final straw. The wildfires were sort of like, oh, my God, seriously, like this is another thing. And so, yeah, it helped me to get out, and I'm happy that and grateful I had an escape. A lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really does make a huge impactful difference to reach out and just say hello to someone. How are you doing? I mean, it really does.
And I'm being honest. This is not being corny, nothing like that. Hit us up. We would love, if we are those people, please call us, text us. Although our phone lines aren't working right now. But we would love to hear from you.
We gave that our number earlier.
We are still getting the text. Thank
you. All right, everybody. Listen, we love you. Take care. Stay safe. Love one another. Have a great weekend. And we will see you back here bright and early on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
We love you. Peace.